Known for its impressive legacy as a multicultural, world-renowned dance institution, the Dance Theater of Harlem is celebrating its 50th anniversary by honoring its co-founder, Arthur Mitchell. Mitchell passed away at the age of 84 in September of last year. He spent decades breaking racial barriers. In 1956, Mitchell became the first black principal dancer at a major ballet company, the New York City Ballet. Dismayed by the dearth of opportunities for people of color in the arts, he, alongside with Carol Shook, co-founded the Dance Theater of Harlem. Virginia Johnson, artistic director, founding member, and former principal ballerina of the Dance Theater of Harlem, is here with us in studio. After her nearly 30-year career, she is widely recognized as one of the great ballerinas of her generation. From April 10th through the 13th, the Dance Theater of Harlem performed four shows in New York City, opening with its annual Vision Gala at New York City Center. Virginia, welcome to All of It, and tell us, what do you have planned for this 50th anniversary celebration?
So the 50th anniversary of Dance Theater of Harlem is just huge to me. And so we're going to celebrate it over 2 years. This year, it's very much a way of looking back at 50 years of Dance Theater of Harlem. You know, Arthur Mitchell passed in September, and we had been speaking about lots of plans for this performance series that we're doing at City Center this week. And, you know, there were lots of things in the works. We're actually doing a work of Arthur Mitchell's Tones, and he was in the studio with the dancers making adjustments, updating it. Mm-hmm. So it's called Tones 2. So it is very much a way of looking back, a kind of fond but also a critical assessment of what happened when he started this company 50 years ago and its trajectory over that time.
For people who don't know, and tell me, I think this is part of the legend, is that it started in a converted garage?
Actually, it started in the basement of a church.
Okay.
It started in the basement of the St. James Presbyterian Church on St. Nicholas Avenue and 147th Street. And that's where Arthur Mitchell opened DTH as a school. Because, you know, the story is that he was... inspired is the wrong word. He was compelled by the assassination of Dr. King to do something that would impact the young people in Harlem, and he thought, well, you know, I'm going to teach them a classical art form because they need something to change their future. He wanted to give them the skills that would enable them to have a better life, and, you know, that's focus and that's discipline, and that's very much perseverance. When you're studying a classical art form, ballet, opera, music, all anybody ever says is, no, that's not good enough. And you have to have the strength, the inner strength, to go come back every day and keep trying. And doing that builds something in you that enables you to do something with your life. So that's what happened in the basement of that church. Very shortly after that, he looked at the 400 kids he had all around him, because Arthur Mitchell was quite a force. And he said, you know, they need something to aspire to. They need they need role models. They need to see people like themselves in this art form of classical ballet. And so he created the Dance Theater of Harlem Company as the second step. That was in the garage, the converted garage, on 145th Street. And it had big double doors that he would throw open. And so the community would be walking by, and they would look in that, and they would see these people doing this. What are they doing? There's weird movement and this crazy person yelling at them and all this energy and all this. And, you know, by the end of the day, there would be a crowd of people sitting in that garage looking at us, trying to figure out what's going on, but really drawn to what he was doing. It was wonderful.
Understanding that it was new and that it was different, but it was also people who looked like them doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been just really... intoxicating is not the right word, but I don't know. I mean, I can understand why I would stop and watch someone would want to know more.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when you think about it, you know, had they ever seen ballet before? You know, ballet has got this history of being elitist and only for this crowd of people. And had it ever come to Harlem before? Had it ever been something that they could see firsthand? And, you know, to me, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. So I think that's what also brought them in, too. Not only was it people that looked like them doing something very interesting, but something wonderful.
My guest is Virginia Johnson, artistic director and former principal dancer of the Dance Theater of Harlem. We're talking about the 50th anniversary of the Dance Theater of Harlem. Back then, how did you meet Arthur Mitchell?
So I was in New York at New York University. I was I had studied ballet my whole life, and when I was graduating from the school that I went to, the director who had trained me beautifully said to me, "You know, you're going to have a career, but you're never going to be a ballerina because of the color of your skin." And I had been shocked and grateful that she'd waited till then to tell me that, but still knew that this is who I was. I was a ballerina, and I had to find a way to make that happen. So I got myself to New York City because I figured if I was in the center of dance in the world, I could find a way to be a ballerina. And someone said to me, "You know, Arthur Mitchell's teaching ballet classes up in Harlem on Saturdays. Why don't you just go up and take class because you're missing ballet so much?" And that's how I found out about Dance Theater of Harlem.
He had a reputation for being incredibly tough and really tough on dancers and people around him. Did it have a goal? Did his toughness have a goal? I get a sense that it wasn't because he was mean or an ogre, but that he had something in his mind that he wanted to achieve, and this is how he saw to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, in my later years, and certainly in the period of time that I was became artistic director, I got to know Arthur Mitchell as a person, you know, no longer my boss, no longer the visionary. And it was totally mission driven. He had something very important to do. He had to disprove that myth that blacks can't do ballet and that people were going to look harder at us than they looked at anybody else. And he had to bring together people from all kinds of different schools, all kinds of different trainings, and meld it into a company. You know, that thing is, it's not so much said anymore, but we had to represent. We stood for all black people. Mm-hmm. And so he took that burden and he said, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to change this. And if I have to turn you inside out to do that, we're going to do it. So he was extremely tough. He was extremely, I used to say, if I could work for Arthur Mitchell, I could work for anybody. Because there was never a moment that you could not be doing your best.
Was ballet, in that sense, when you describe about that he wanted to say that young black people could be ballet dancers and ballerinas, was ballet a stand-in for could be disciplined, could be excellent, could be groundbreaking? Wasn't just the dance that he was really aiming
No,
for?
Absolutely. You know, that's kind of the definition of ballet, that it's excellent, that it's pure, that it's elevated, that it is not accessible. It's accessible to only the very few who can put up with what it takes. And, you know, lots of people have looked at it in terms of the color of the skin being exclusive, but really it takes a certain kind of spirit and a certain kind of commitment and a certain kind of belief in the value of challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, I fell in love with ballet because it was impossible. And I wanted to do something that was impossible, that was beautiful and impossible. And I wanted to get as close to that point, as close to that perfect thing as I could, knowing that I would never actually get there.
My guest is Virginia Johnson, artistic director and former principal dancer at the Dance Theater of Harlem. I was interviewing the president and CEO of the Apollo about 10 days ago. And one of the questions I asked her is, how do you take a legacy institution, retain its integrity and brand, but also move it forward?
Mm.
How are you doing that with Dance Theater of Harlem?
So, and that kind of folds really nicely back into the idea of this 2-year celebration of Dance Theater of Harlem's 50th anniversary, because we have to recognize our legacy. We have to recognize the past and the path we took to get here. Recognizing that Dance Theater of Harlem has neoclassical roots because of Arthur Mitchell's relationship to New York City Ballet, but also has tremendous roots in the African-American community and the culture that supported us. It has roots that go back to Diaghilev and the Ballet Russe. So all these things we're looking at, the things that we've touched in our lives as we are creating African-Americans and people of color in classical ballet. Now, as we look forward to the second part of our 50th anniversary celebration, it is really about, well, what is ballet now? What does ballet need to do now? I think it's got tremendous relevance because excellence is not something that belongs in the past. Now, excellence needs to be revealed in a contemporary manner. I don't want to throw away anything that is beautiful about ballet, but I want to make sure that it's something that people can connect to as we move forward. So in the next year, we'll be looking at bringing in more female choreographers to make the works that are on the stage, looking at what ballet might look like 10 years from now. It's not that it can happen overnight, but you have to plant the seeds of a future now.
I think people could name two black ballerinas, Virginia Johnson and Misty Copeland. Would you share the names of a few others?
Oh,
that
my
people
goodness.
Should know?
Absolutely. Well, we have to definitely talk about Janet Collins, who was a ballerina at the Metropolitan Opera in the 1940s, and Raven Wilkinson, who's just passed, an amazing, amazing artist, amazing generous spirit, who is very much part of my life as well. But dancers that were concurrent to my time, certainly Lydia Abarca, who was the ballerina at Dance Theatre of Harlem before I got there, and Lauren Anderson, who was the first ballerina at Houston Ballet, who was actually, you know, long before Misty was doing all of the Western European classical works, at the same time that DTH was doing it, Lauren was dancing Sleeping Beauty and Coppelia. And so we have a tremendous history in this art form. It's just that it's not known. And that's the thing that I want to make sure that people understand, that this is not new. It's not just invented now. We have been in this art form for a good long time.
I feel a documentary that should be made. For anybody who's listening, I just think this would make a beautiful documentary.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. My guest is Virginia Johnson, artistic director and former principal dancer of Dance Theater of Harlem. Will there be any, will any of the celebration travel? Or is it going to all be based in New York?
So Dance Theatre of Harlem is a touring company. And so we are celebrating the 50th anniversary wherever we go around across the country. So we're here at New York City Center this week. Immediately after we go to Albuquerque, we are touring around the country. We'll be at Kennedy Center in June. So yes, the specific programming that we're doing here in New York is specific to New York. But every performance is a celebration of our 50th anniversary and the legacy of Arthur Mitchell.
I know you have to go back to rehearsal, so I'm going to let you go. Virginia Johnson, thanks for being a guest.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.